Live from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan News Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Pod Day! Yeah! Woo! What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seek Plan Do Show with me, professional mindset, business coach, relationship coach, all the different coaches, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me at Castle Grayskull, when you see me out here, when you see me pull up, please, please, please don't forget the Junior. Please don't. Shout out to Pops. And we have another power, power, power pack podcast, season 5, episode 10, entitled, I Have the Power. Where today I'm going to be going over how to reclaim, how to engage, how to lock in your personal power. That's why we at Castle. That's why we out here. That's why we at Castle Grayskull. That's why we out here in these He-Man streets. Okay? Where we talk about your personal power and how can you get your personal power? How can you get it? As well as I review two of the latest series I've checked out, Severance and The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray. Oh, man, those are great shows. And my reviews on it, and should you watch it? All right. Let me get to my shout outs. So, hey, my day one A1 listeners, shout out to you. My first time listeners or my first time watchers, thank you, thank you, thank you. People that are listening to this in the United States, outside of the United States, people and my candy corn crew, my executive producers everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, I apologize. This came out a couple of days later. I'm not going to lie. My schedule was so packed within a couple of days I typically record. So I wasn't able to get to where I needed to get to. But 100%, guess what? We're back. We're back. I put a plan together to make sure that this doesn't happen again. So I apologize if you were looking for it on Tuesday. Hot, fresh Tuesday. I know some of you guys were like, yo, what's up? So like I said, scheduled to be scheduling. And when you have a one-man show like me where you're the producer, you're the talent, you're the music director, all those things, sometimes you might get a little caught up, especially with the day in and day out of life. But guess what? We're moving on and moving up. All right, so season 5, episode 10, I Have the Power. And so let's get right to it. Let's get right to your C Plan Do moment of the week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. So right after this brief commercial announcement, we'll get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, your C Plan Do moment of the week is entitled Rest. All right, really quickly, I'm not even going to hold you with this moment of the week. If you are listening to this, if you are watching this, if somehow this came across your desk, came across your eyes or your earways, if this is for you, then this is for you. Get some rest. See, a lot of times we have allowed this stigma that we shouldn't get rest, that somehow if you get rest, that you're not doing what you're supposed to do. That if you get rest, that somehow you're not doing your maximum capacity. That is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. That is a lie. Don't allow people to dictate to you that you shouldn't get rest. Because you know what will happen if you burn yourself out? You won't be able to do anything. So please actively take the rest. If you need to take a break, take a break. If you need to get some rest, please get some rest. Speaking from a former workaholic who would probably work till 4 a.m., go to sleep for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, get back up, do a 9-to-5, deal with kids, deal with all these things, still try to do A through Z. You have to take rest. It does not make you weak. Does not mean that you are not doing your job. It just means that you're actively taking care of yourself and getting rest. There is no entity alive where rest is not important. Your body needs rest. If you don't believe me, go look what happens if you don't get rest. Your mind needs rest. Your spirit needs rest. Get your rest, man. Get your rest. Don't let people make you feel, hustling 24, 25, 8, 366 on a leap year. That sounds cute. It sounds good. I can't sleep if I'm broke. Well, you won't be here if you can't sleep, if you don't get rest. So please, please get some rest. If you have PTO, take the PTO, personal time off. Even if you don't have it, it might cost you a couple of dollars, but take a day off, man. Don't keep working and 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 you don't get rest and something happens to you. We need you here. We need you whole. So take the rest. All right. I even have to tell myself that. I'll go hard. I'll go hard and would have gotten 2 hours of sleep, man. That ain't good for your mental. That's not good. Okay. Please get some rest. That's your C-Play Dude moment of the week entitled Rest. All right. Let's get to our Greenlight Entertainment song of the week. Guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can check out the playlist that I have that has all of the different songs that I play in the intro, as well as the song of the week. You can check out the vibes. If you have any song that you would like to, you want to send me and you say, hey, whether you're a local artist, send me your music. Make sure it's clean though. Okay. All right, but send me your music. But if you have a song, whether it's a local artist or just, it might have been one of those digging in the crate types of songs, send it to me. And guess what? You're going to be executive producer of this moment. So right after this brief commercial announcement, we'll get right to it.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Casamarinas.
I done up the flow to the God level, nigga.
What is that, nigga?
Slickster, smooth flow, concocting elixirs. I shake shit, martini, Jazzy Jeff with the mixture. Fly shit, these polo horses, my sidekick. The divine lives rivals off ground when sky split. Caught wind, hawk them, netted more than LaCroce. Something like downy, butts pulled off stem. Frosted like flakes, they're great. Side note, ego inflate with taste, the Zop flow. Sauce, just let them cool off the frigidaire. Dead clock, right twice. Who's lost? I've been aware. I get past offenses, they interfere. I build more than I draw and engineer. Different how I come, I thumb with the price up. Pluck, I crust, I push pressure like nitrous. Damned if I do, also damned I don't do. woke too. College dropout and still got Pro Tools. Doty. Bitch. Hey. What the fuck you niggas thought we was gon' do?
Half-ass.
Let it blow past. Nigga, you fuckin' with lyrical murderers. Jumpin' up our hurdles when we come through. Yeah. Rollin' on that perk. With a teacher, put your mind in the train. Like fire to the mic in my hand. I'm a goddamn arsonist. I burn this bitch to the ground. Poor nigga thinkin' that we ain't spittin' the hardest shit.
Round after round.
Chop a flow. Watch a nigga and lift the beat like a chopper, ho. All hands say clean like mop and glow. I be damn if I let a bitch stop my soul. Yeah, nigga, I'm a problem.
You have the green light to do what you want to do. You have the green light to have the event that you want to have. You know, as a DJ, someone asked me, I did a wedding on Monday, right? So someone asked me like, hey, why do you do it? And I said, to be honest, I love to be in that one moment that is blissful. If it's a wedding, no matter what happens the next day, right? But that one day when they're coming down, when the bride or the groom is coming down the aisle, when you see them dancing, when you're doing a party, a birthday party, whether they know about it, it was a surprise party or any type of event, DJ set the mood. And let me take 2 seconds to talk about this. If you are if you're searching for a DJ, if you're searching, you know, you're looking for an event, don't skimp on the DJ. All right. Don't skimp. Don't think that the DJ doesn't matter. I promise you, I could play one song and the whole crowd gets up, or play one song and it kills the whole mood of the entire event. That's what DJs do. We don't just play music. If that was the case, you can play music from your phone. And it's not to say that you can't do that. I do offer plug and play packages for those who are budget conscious and just need the music. But if you are hiring a DJ, you're hiring a person that can take you from mood A to mood Z. All right. Promise you. And he asked one of the brides, the bridal parties, the weddings that I've DJed, or the parties. I promise you, it's only one or two songs. You get people up and going, man, they rocking. And people enjoy it. And I enjoy it. That's why I do it. I enjoy being around that entire environment where people are having a good time, where you see people jamming, whether they're old, younger people or older people dancing and stuff like that. I just love it, man. I love it. I've been doing it for over 12 years, actually longer than that, 14, 15 years. All right, your Greenlight Entertainment Song of the Week. All right, so let's move on. We're getting right, listen, I can't even, I got to get right to your stuff, guys. I really, really wanted to talk about this, but let's get to our appetizer of the week, and our appetizer sponsored by Lalone Clothing. Guess what? Lalone Clothing has the official merch of the show. So if you want to grab a shirt, a coffee mug, go grab a coffee mug. You know it's going to start getting cold or hot, right? Get a coffee mug. Get a shirt that fits your vibe. You want a sticker or something like that? Please grab something. You can go to Lalone Clothing. That's L-A-L-O-N-E clothing.com and get something today. And not just merch for the show. Get something that fits your vibe. I think one of my favorite ones is the entrepreneur shirt, which gives you the definition of an entrepreneur, as well as the one shirt that says everything will be okay. I really like that shirt. Okay. All right. So let's get to our appetizer. And our appetizer is my TV review. Okay. So there have been two shows that I've recently just watched. And yeah, I just wanted to make sure I talked about them. Okay. So the first thing is the first one is Severance. Now, both of these are Apple TV. Guys, listen. Apple TV is in the runnings now. And what I mean is that with Apple TV, initially, you know, we had Netflix, we got Hulu and stuff like that. And people probably didn't even think about Apple TV. They got the blueprint. And the blueprint was use that Apple money, use that iPhone money, those iPad money, that MacBook money, and let's start paying quality actors and writers. And listen, if you don't have Apple TV, this is not even an endorsement. You guys know I should tag Apple right now to cut the check. But I will say that if you enjoy watching shows, Apple TV is in it. So spend a couple of bucks and get it, because they have been having really great actors, top tier actors, and really great shows. Okay. So the two shows I watched was Severance, right? So Severance is a series where it highlights, it surrounds the story of a company, like they're very advanced, very techie, right? And it's a company which has now created the ability for a person that any of the any of the workers there, right? They have like different departments. But what happens is they have severed the connection between you, the coworker, you, the worker of the company, and you, the person outside of, you know, in real life. So what I mean is, if you go to work, as soon as you clock in, as soon as you, like, they had an elevator, as soon as you got on the elevator, your mind severed the connection of your personal life. So you don't remember what happened. You don't know what's going on in your personal life. All you have is work. And when they left work, they have no recollection of the their work. So it's crazy. I did ask people, like, hey, would you go through this? Like, would you want to go to work right now and have no recollection of your personal life? Like, that would be, you know, some people like, yeah, I would do it, you know, but to have no like no recollection of your personal life. I was like, wow, that's wild. Like, people, they would go to work. They could literally see their coworkers outside and have no recollection. So I really like, so here are my thoughts about the show. So that's the premise of the show. I like the show. I thought it started off a little slow initially, but I really like the show. And one of the things that we love here on the show is originality. So for me, the show is really, really great because it highlights, you know, this original story. And the drama is getting really good because now we know that, hey, the people that are the workers now, they don't want to be severed anymore, because that's what they call it, the process being severed. They don't want to be severed anymore. So now how are they able to get back to wholeness where they can, you know what's happening both in work and outside of work? And it's a lot of action, you know, not a lot of action, but it's a lot of drama, a lot of suspense. So I definitely will say, hey, man, check that thing out. All right, check it out, guys. It's popping. All right, so Severance, yes, I definitely, so watch it. If you've watched it, let me know how you felt. You can comment on YouTube, you can comment on social media, just let me know how you feel. But I'll give it a thumbs up. All right, I give it a thumbs up. It has some actors that you might have seen, you know, that you'll recognize, you know. And that's what I like, that they also have actors that you've seen, some actors you don't know. So yeah, do that. Okay. So I'm definitely giving you all aboard, you know, let's check that out. All right. I think they just had the season finale, so you could binge watch that this weekend. All right. The next one is The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray. I was ready to say Ptolemy, but it's, the P is silent. All right. Ptolemy Gray. And guess what? Oh, all right. So this show, and it was a mini series, so it's done now. So you could watch it and go from there. But this show, what happens in this show is it follows a man who has dementia, right? He has like dementia. He's rapidly declining. He's, you know, you're unable to understand him, all these different things. And what has happened is he is now taking an experimental drug that has restored pretty much his life. All of his memories, his life, have now gotten restored. So he's remembering all these different things. And, you know, we follow that because he's trying to remember certain things, and he does remember certain things. And how does that work? So just a lot of different drama and, you know, suspense in the show, right? So a couple of things, especially for my people who have watched it. I really like it because not only is like, man, it puts you in the mind of like, one, you know, let me say this. I loved it. I loved Severance, but I really loved this show. So if you are if you're ready to watch something tonight, you know, I'm dropping this on Friday. If you're going to watch something, watch that. I think you're going to get through the whole season, the whole series. Samuel L. Jackson stars in it, and I don't care for the mainstream awards, right? I don't really care for them. I mean, unless they want to give me an award for amazing podcasting, then of course I'll show up. But in reference to Samuel L. Jackson's, because he's the main character, There is no way he doesn't win an award. There is no way that he does not get nominated and wins an award. Somebody's going to have to blow it out because he killed it. And, you know, when you think about sometimes different actors that get into a different pigeonhole and they're sort of the same actor over and over again, I'm thinking about Ryan Reynolds. And if you watch Ryan Reynolds from start to finish, he's played Deadpool in every single movie he's ever been in. So, but Samuel Jackson playing Ptolemy Gray and playing this man who is on the verge of losing his mind. He has dementia and then regaining it. And then, you know, you'll see what happens later on. I don't want to spoil it for you, but amazing acting. He definitely killed it. It definitely has made me conscious more about elder abuse and what hopefully this is not something that some of our elders are experiencing when they're going through dementia or some other type of mental, you know, deficiency. Because, you know, as he was just losing it, you know, it puts you in the mind like, man, is this the prison that our elders that they're going through? You know, and it really struck me in reference to that. You know, it definitely makes you conscious of that and what things that elders have to go through. So if you have a grandmother, a grandfather, a great grandmother, great grandfather, any of the, you know, please, parents as well, that might be older, please check on them and offer them compassion. Because that's the one thing that when you watch the show, you get filled with the compassion that happens. But initially it angers you because there was no compassion. That how quickly we're able to disregard the grandparents, the parents of our lives. You know, and we all have to do better. Your favorite life coach included. The journey that we saw when we, you know, when you're looking at Ptolemy Gray going from A to Z was absolutely amazing. For book reference, because I thought about a book that sort of highlights this to me, and it's Flowers for Algernon. So if you back in the day, if you went through school like me and you saw Flower and you read Flowers for Algernon, they actually did make a movie for it, but the book was the book. Like, don't watch it, read it. It reminds me of Flowers for Algernon. So I wouldn't be surprised if they sort of based it off of that, but it was great. So the compassion of elder, you know, you'll see that his I don't want to say adopted daughter, but is a character named Robin who helps Ptolemy. And, you know, she definitely brought it. A lot of different people had a lot of different issues in the show. So you'll see how it breaks down. And, you know, I loved it. Like, I don't think that there is no other way. They couldn't keep this going. Like, it ended well. It ended. So you definitely would get caught up, but it's definitely amazing. Robin, you know, the character Robin was amazing in that. And the last underlying story is about money in the story. And it's just disgusting, guys. It is just disgusting in the story about the idea of money. And it just translates to real life that we're so, so focused and caught up in money. I get it. Money allows us to be free. Your coach has talked about this on the show plenty of times about the idea of money. But at no time should money just trample and trump your family. I love my family. I do. And I would never let something like money. I love my friends. I would never let something like money get in the way of the love I have for my family and friends. I wouldn't. And it's just, you'll see it when the idea of money comes up and all these things happen and you'll be like, man, that's crazy. And hopefully you take from that something that can apply to your life. And that's why, to me, it is no way that this show doesn't get an award or something. Because if you're able to look at a movie, look at a show, look at a series and say, man, what can I take from this? And how can I apply it to my real life? They've won to me, but I'm not on the board, you know, but maybe we should have an award. You know what? Hey, I'm going to have an award show. Yeah, I'm going to have an award show. There we go. Toward the end of the year, I'm going to have an award show. So, you know, I'll keep you posted with that. Look at that. Just came up with it right now. Look at that. That's amazing. Thank you, guys. You're welcome, Gary. All right. So, Severance, go check it out. All right. The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray, please go check it out and get back to me and let me know what you think. You know, I am going to watch some other Apple TV movies, but yeah, they got it, man. They got it. Remember when Disney first came out? You know, well, of course, when Netflix came out, you know, Netflix has been this huge giant. And then Disney Plus came out. I'm like, oh, Netflix, you on the ropes. And I feel like Netflix held their own. Apple has been doing well. And, Apple TV, they got it, man. They got it. So if you have been on the fence, go ahead and take that trial. You know, they got like a 7-day or 14-day trial. Go ahead, run through these shows, man. I know you'll be locked in, and the price is pretty good. But again, it's not a commercial. Not yet. Apple. All right. Okay. But that's our appetizer of this episode. Season 5, episode 10, I Have the Power. All right. Let's get to our entree of the evening. All right. So your entree, again, season 5, episode 10, I Have the Power. C-Plan Do Show, Gary O'Neill Jr., professional mindset and business coach. So let's talk about it. So I came up with this episode because sometimes I like to let you guys know how I come about these episodes. Like, they just come to me. I might be in the shower. I might be driving. I might see something happening. I might be experiencing something, and then boom, I just convert it. Right. So recently, on Netflix, they have done a second season of reboot of He-Man. Right. Which is why we have Castle Grayskull right here. Look. See that? Look. So, I thought about, you know, my childhood growing up in the 80s, man. Listen, we had G.I. Joe, we had Transformers, we had He-Man, whole bunch of different other shows. All right. So watching that, you know, I was sort of like doing something, and I was like, you know, well, let me just put it on. And it's been and the reboot has been absolutely amazing. So if you are a He-Man fan like I was, if you're 80s nostalgia, you know, that bring that nostalgia right back to you. But when I thought about the show, and I really liked the show, I said, you know what? This really puts me in a perspective. I want to talk about this. So if you have never watched He-Man, let me just break it down to you. There is a place, and in this place, like Castle, there is the story surrounds Prince Adam, and Prince Adam has the ability to wield this power, and now he turns into He-Man, right? So when things are happening, Skeletor is the main villain, and he has his crew of people, motley crew of people, right? So when something happens, Prince Adam busts out that sword, and he just points it up to the sky and just grabs the power from the Castle Grayskull, because there's all of this power, all of this magic, right? So what happens is he yells out with the sword, "I have the power!" And then all of a sudden, his lightning comes down. And next thing you know, Prince Adam, he's very small. He's like a meek type of guy, like a very slim guy, right? And this small, very small character to this huge cock diesel guy. Okay. Like, that's what happens. All right. So that's where it is. I'm trying to look up where the place was, cause I don't even want to disrespect people who have listened to this. All right. So it definitely is around, it was called Eternia. I was right. All right, the realm of Eternia and Castle Grayskull. So pretty much the place that they're living in is Castle Eternia. They defend Eternia, and Castle Grayskull is where they live, and they want to fight it against Skeletor. Skeletor is the main villain, okay? So when something pops off, guys, right? All right, getting back to it. When something pops off, Adam pulls out that sword, puts it up to the sky. I have the power. Thunder and stuff come down. Bam. Now he's a big, huge cock diesel guy destroying everything. Cutting everything in his path, has beaten Skeletor millions of times. And so that's what I wanted to bring to you today. So how do we bring this down? And so in this episode, I want to talk to you about you having, you utilizing, you achieving your own personal power. All right? Where you can say, I have the power. But guess what? You can say it, but you already have it. You already have it, guys, right now. Okay? So let's just get right into the first thing is, I want to be able to pull you in and give you a little secret. Power is not gifted. Now, in the story, yes, he's granted these abilities. But in real life, real power, no one can hand you power. Sure, you can have a position. But if people don't have, you could get a position, you get a promotion at work, you could be elevated to something else, but it doesn't mean you have power, right? Doesn't mean you have power. Power is not gifted. Power is earned. Power is taken, okay? Power is cultivated and utilized, all right? And when I talk about personal power, when you declare, I have the power, it simply means that you are in control. That you have the power to create the reality that you want. That you want for yourself. Okay? That there are things that you envision in this world. There are things that you desire in this world. There are things that you have dreamed about. That you have longed for. And you have the ambition and the courage and the strength to act on behaviors to go get them, to be the best version of yourself. When Adam says, I have the power, he becomes another version of himself that is conceivably better. But for real, like, people still like him because he's more of a thinker when he's Prince Adam, but when he turns into He-Man, we already know what time it is. But in the story, he is a better version of himself. Now he's super strong. He's smart, he's charismatic, all these different things. So how can you achieve that personal power? Because a lot of times what we see on social media, what we hear in the streets, what we see on TV, is people don't acknowledge and understand they have their own personal power. I am passionate about preaching personal power to people. Because if you can acknowledge you have personal power, you can use your personal power, you can get whatever you want. I am a firm believer of that. Day in and day out, I have to preach that to people. So let's go over a couple of ways, a couple of things you need to do to achieve, actualize, utilize your personal power. The first thing with anything is make the decision. And what I mean by making the decision, if you, this is your first time, 106th time, I want to say this is 106, 107 episode. However many times you've watched or listened, it doesn't matter. The time is now. The time is now. In last year, you probably left a lot of meat on the bone. A lot of opportunities have been wasted. A lot of regrets might have been made. But the time is now. For you to get what you want. Now, as a coach, I tell people, hey, some things, they take time. All right? Some things take time. I talked about a couple of episodes ago, and I'll make sure I put the link for it in the episode I quit. You wanting to quit your job, the biggest thing I highlighted is strategically quitting your job. Strategically. So some things take time, but the decision has been made and you can have the power in making the decision. We have the power to create the reality that we want. There are some things that, yes, they are out of our control. But in reference to the three things I talk about all the time, what you think, what you say, and what you do, regardless of what has happened before to you, You have the power to change that from moment to moment. But the decision to start, but in order to start, the decision has to be made. And you literally can make the decision as you're listening to this right now. You can literally listen to the rest of this episode and then write down, I have made the decision. And then you write down what that decision is. So if you were looking for a sign, if you ask the universe, ask God, whoever, whatever, whatever entity that you entered out and you said, I need a sign. And somehow that universe skedaddled you to me. And this particular episode, look right here at me. Listen to me. The time is now to make that decision. Make it. The next thing is, so after you're making a decision, first, you know, in addition to that, you need to identify a couple of things. The first thing is, who are you? See, a lot of times we don't know who we are. And if you don't know who we are, then you don't have an identity and you don't have power in that. You have to have power in your, there is power in your identity. For example, if you watch sports like me, there are a lot of different teams that they may be identified by certain things. This team is a great defense team. This great team is a great offensive team. This team has one star player. This team is XYZ. And when they have that identity, they're able to take on the power that comes with that identity. So, if you're a Ravens fan like me, you know, early and mid 2000s, the Ravens were known for defense. So they focused in on that. Their power was in their defense. Now we have LJ. Now it's going to be more offensive minded. When you watch sports and if you ever hear them say, well, the team has no identity, because they don't have identity, they don't have power in what they're doing, and then typically you lose. What is your identity? Who are you? This is where you take time to write it down. Who are you? What do you want to be? Who do you want to be? What are your values? Because you need to stand on those values. And once you stand on those values, you can build your life around that, guys. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Build your life around that. So identify who you are. Remember in Black Panther when he was fighting, I need to watch it again. But remember when Black Panther was fighting and his mom was like, remember, show them who you are. Remember who you are, right? That is when you have identity about yourself, then you equally add the power and live through that power and live through your values, live through your identity. Who are you? What are your values? And build your power because of that. See, sometimes we step outside and we do other things and we get a little nervous because we don't have the power. But like, let's say you're a builder. If you build stuff, you're a carpenter, that's your power. There you go. It's not to say you can't do other things, but you can identify what you want, who you want to be. What are your values and go through there? All right. So the first thing, as I said, making the decision. You got to make the decision. And it has to be a solid decision. It can't be, oh, maybe, oh, I'm trying. If you're listening to this right now, I want you to remove the word trying and replace it with committed. That's a different vibe. I'm trying to do this. It's different. Hits different when you say I'm committed on doing this. Hits different, doesn't it? Of course it does. The next thing is believe. Now, if you watch He-Man, he has absolute faith that when he put that sword up in the sky and he says, by the power of Grayskull, I have the power. He has absolutely no doubt that thunder is going to start rolling in, that lightning is going to start hitting. Bang, he turns into He-Man. You have to believe in yourself. There is no way you can do anything if you don't believe in yourself. Yes, people are there to support you, and they can add. Let's say you have a bowl. Let's say you have a huge vase, and you're adding pebbles. Your pebbles is your belief. And your belief, we can talk about it a little bit, but just having that faith and belief in yourself is amazing. You know that I have lost friends because I believed in them more than they believed in themselves. Now, if you as your coach or an acquaintance with friends or whatever, you know, I'm passionate, but I'm not pushy. But I've lost friends because of that. Having courage is powerful. Acknowledging where you currently are is freeing, and it's empowering and powerful. Making moves, whether one step in the right direction, being determined, is powerful. Do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes? See, sometimes we want to say, no, I don't have what it takes. Or, yeah, I absolutely have what it takes. If you say no, then I want you to write down your skills. Write down what needs to happen for you to be able to make these decisions. If you say, yeah, then what's in your way? Why are you not doing what you need to do? See, that's the other thing. I talk to people that have a lot of confidence, but they don't do anything with it. What's the purpose of having it? What's the purpose of having it? Do you have what it takes? I'm telling you as your coach, sure you do. Now I need you to believe that. All right? And again, when I talked about power, you have to be in control. Now, He-Man isn't always He-Man, guys. He's He-Man, again, the cock diesel guy, the very muscular guy. He's not always He-Man. When he gets done handling his business, he gives the power back. He becomes Prince Adam again. Family didn't even know he was He-Man. He only busts it out and becomes that powerful when there's a problem. In the new show, now this is a spoiler alert if you haven't watched it, right? But Skeletor, the villain, actually comes across and gets the sword and becomes powerful like He-Man. He gets it. I don't recall it happened when I was growing up that Skeletor actually got the sword. And he becomes this powerful being, but he never gives it back. The entire rest of the show, once he got that sword, he walked around that castle straight, just cock diesel the whole time, straight muscular the whole time. Never gave it back. When I'm talking about power, we have physical power, right? And physical power means that I'm able to lift things, or I'm able to run for a long time, or any other things. But when you think about power, let's just take a moment of lifting something, right? If you're powerful, you should be able to lift a certain amount or be strong. But really, it's about being in control. See, if you ever go see people work out, see, some people, they'll lift something and then they'll let it drop, right? They'll lift it and they'll try to go quickly. No. My trainers have, the biggest thing my trainers taught me is that it's not about lifting it. It's about controlling it. So if I'm lifting, and I'm quickly letting it drop back down to me, I'm not in control. But if I can lift it and pull it back and I can control it going up and down, then I'm in control. I am powerful. So when we talk about power, are you in control? Are you in control of your emotions? I have worked for a long time in a juvenile justice setting where sometimes kids have offended me. They have triggered me. They have offended me. And having power is being able to say, okay. When in real life, in the streets, I would just slap the taste out of somebody's mouth. I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but I'm just saying that certain things that the kids feel safe to say in a facility, they would dare not say to you in your face. But are you in control of your emotions? Are you in control of your emotions? Unfortunately, we see on social media, people are not in control of their emotions. They're very erratic. They're just saying one thing. They're here. They're there. Are you able to harness your emotions and convert them to actual behavior? Sometimes people only do stuff when they're really upset. If it's something that you need to do, you shouldn't have, emotions shouldn't have to warrant you to do it, right? If I'm not a fan of, if you're not a fan, if you want to leave your job, you shouldn't have to get mad. You could just make the decision. Then, you know, that's it. You don't have to walk around. Even if you go back and listen to that episode, you don't have to stomp around. I hate it here. You don't have to talk to coworkers about how much you hate it there. You can just simply make the decision and then apply certain energy and effort. And then just, hey, I quit. Are you in control of your emotions? Are you in control of your impulses? See, some people act on their impulses because they are a hostage of the moment. Don't be a hostage. Control your emotions. Control your impulses. Control your thoughts. Control your feelings. All right, controlling yourself is powerful. You know, think about some of those people who are like learn karate. You know, if you learn any form of karate, it's not about you having the weapons to just be able to roundhouse somebody at any given moment. I mean, that's initially what I was going to do when I did karate. When I got into karate at a young age, I was just thinking like, oh, the second that someone runs their mouth, snap kick, roundhouse, and you know, falcon punch right to the throat, you know, but going to karate or having a gun, right? Having a gun is powerful. You have the power to eliminate a being from this existence with a gun. But look at how erratic people are. Look at how people are not in control of their of their behaviors. And here they are having something powerful that a person, place, or thing can be removed from this existence. And how are people wielding that power? How are you wielding the power over your thoughts? Your thoughts, you control your thoughts. Of course, if there are things that happen to you, they can influence your thoughts, but are you doing something about those thoughts? Are you going to therapy? Are you seeking counseling? Being powerful also means getting people involved that can help you. Just because you do it yourself, oh, I'm going to do it myself, doesn't mean you're powerful. You just did it yourself. But being powerful also means being transparent and open and honest with yourself and being able to get the right services, right needs to get it done. That's being in control of yourself. Is powerful. Yeah. Are you in control of yourself? The next thing is looking inward. So, you know, believing, of course, you know, making that decision. Yeah. We talked about that, making that decision. Then we talked about believing yourself, being in control, looking inward. I want you to look inward. For yourself, because ultimately change happens because of you. Now, people, places, and things can help you, but it's like a plant. A seed is there. There is nothing that external happens with a seed. If you take a tree, you know, a tree seed, a fruit, a seed of a fruit, a seed of a plant, and you put it in water. You harvest it, you nurture it. If you were to dig that plant up, dig that seed up, you know that you would see sprouts. It doesn't come externally, it comes internally. Change and power is internal. One of the best things that would ever happen to me was the idea that, hey, you're in control of these things. Looking inward, means relying on your own personal power and not seeking the validation of other people. One of the best things that was able to happen to me was I removed and relinquished the idea that I had to smooth things over with every person that I had conflict with. That I had to be a people pleaser. That as a people pleaser, a person that wanted to appease situations, even if it might have meant I wasn't getting what I wanted. No. That relinquishing that idea that other people did not have to put in was one of the best things. In addition to understanding that your validation should come from you. Someone giving you an award is great. Someone giving you, you know, acknowledgement, people saying you validate. Of course, all those validation, all the things feel good to you. But yeah, you have to look inward first for those things. Just like when I talked about a while back about Captain Crunch. One of my favorite cereals is Captain Crunch. Original Captain Crunch came out. Then they added Crunch Berries. Now, if you are a fan of Captain Crunch, you don't have a problem with Crunch Berries. But if they would take away Crunch Berries, Captain Crunch is still amazing. I submit to you that in that story, you are Captain Crunch. Your family, your friends, your coworkers, social media, they're giving you all these nuggets, giving you all these Crunch Berries. It's great. It adds to you. They should add to you. But at no point will you never not be the original, the originator, the original, the originator, that all the things should be internal first. Too often, we go looking for power from other people. That is no difference than a person who might be on hard times, a person who might be sitting outside of a grocery store or a 7-Eleven or something like that with a tin cup looking for money. Now, of course, there are some people that they have no other options. But can we be honest on this show, as we always are? Have you ever went to one of those stores and you saw an able-bodied man and you're just thinking to yourself, this person is asking me for this when why don't they go in the store and ask them for help? Why don't they go in the store to sweep up or go somewhere or something like that? And again, I'm not saying it to imply that people don't need help and they may be lacking resources. But in that context, a lot of people go seeking for power from other people, other places, other entities when they have it themselves. Here's the thing. As an extrovert, I appreciate social media. I would never be a hypocrite of my appreciation for social media. Social media has given me a lot. It allows me to connect with people that I may not have connected with if it was just regular, you know, we didn't have social media. But ultimately, I don't need validation from social media. And off too often, I know you have seen it, that people desperately looking for attention, desperately seeking validation, desperately seeking power from an entity that doesn't give a damn. Social media does not care about you. We don't. It's just true. It's not to say that people on it don't care about you specifically, but as a totality, social media doesn't care. If that was the case, your business would be booming off top, off rip. If that was the case, when you're going through a tough time, somebody would call you directly. So with social media, which is great, you have to have your own internal validation, which means you need to have your own ideas of how you think things should go and your own way that you think you should deal with them. People are seeking validation from these things, from social media. And then they're just wandering around, just seeking. It doesn't matter what they do. You know, think about all the things that people do for clout, all the things that people do for validation. It's craziness, right? When you have your own power, you have your own, it's internal. How do you feel about you? You don't need somebody else to tell you this. How do you feel about you? Now, I'm not saying for you, if you're a man or a woman and you like compliments, I'm not saying that you shouldn't get compliments, but compliment yourself first. Be powerful that if no one is around, it is me. Keep you need to have your own power. And then other people can see it. They can acknowledge your power. They can respect your power. And then with that power, you can help other people. But you can't help other people if you're a victim right now. Okay? Have that own internal, that own fire in you, that own internal power in you. And also, everyone doesn't need to know your moves, your plans. See, when we do that, I feel like we're giving away our power. Having that power is holding things close to your chest and being able to work on those things yourself. If you need help, of course, but then being able to rock and roll, and that's it, man. Being powerful like that, that you can create things. You know, there's nothing that I've wanted that I haven't been able to create. I create everything I want. Of course, I've had help. You know, my credit score a couple years back wasn't the best. Made bad decisions. Wasn't disciplined. Got with a credit person. Got me right on track, but I got me on track. This person did not pay not one bill. I'm the one that got me on track. Social media, you know, I love social media, but again, don't seek external validation to where you, it's nothing wrong with getting it. It's nothing wrong with feedback, right? But ultimately, I know my show is amazing. I don't need to see the numbers to know my show is amazing. I don't need to see the numbers to know, hey, if this was a show, how can I improve on my podcast? I don't need it. I don't need someone to tell me that. I appreciate it. But also, I'm the one that makes the decisions because I'm in control, because I'm powerful. All right. So have a group of people who you trust that can take care of you, that you can rely on. Speak with them, but then just bring it to us once you've done it. Once you've done the product, bring it to us. Once you've started something, bring it to us. You lost this weight. We don't need to see your process every day. Show it to us when you're done. All right. Have your own internal motivation. All right. And I promise you, everyone will adapt. And if they don't, they never mattered anyway. If we were seeking validation from other people, we didn't get it, and you know you should do it, you're going to have a problem with that. Think about Kanye. People did not want Kanye to be a rapper. And he believed in himself. And now he raps. One of the greatest rappers, right? Think about you. There are things that you want to do that if you believed from other people who may not have the vision. See, a lot of times we have our own vision. If I was to give you these glasses, you might not be able to utilize these glasses the way I utilize them. My son wears glasses now. Our prescriptions are not the same. We see things differently. Some people are nearsighted, meaning they can see things very close. Some people are farsighted, meaning they can see things far away very clearly, but when it gets close, they can't see it. Either way, whatever glasses, contacts, whatever, that is a prescription for them. So sometimes we're seeking validation for people that they don't have the same vision we have. And they say, nah, you shouldn't start that business, and you believe in them. They don't have personal power to support you. You believe them. You don't do it. Hell no. You have the power, guys. And the last thing is learn. As we wrap this up, season 5, episode 10, I have the power. Lack of confidence is damaging to power. Where does confidence come from? Confidence comes from you doing things, right? Lack of belief in yourself, lack of knowing things, those things could create an issue of confidence, right? So here's the thing. If you don't know how to do something, it doesn't mean that you're bad at it. I've seen that too many times too. People that don't know how to do, if you don't know how to make a cake, it doesn't mean you're bad at it. You don't know how to make a cake. Oh, I'm not good with online stuff. Maybe you need to learn, right? So like I said, lack of confidence comes from lack of belief of yourself and your skills. It's not that you aren't good. It's just that you probably need to learn, right? And sometimes when we don't learn, we become intimidated. And when we become intimidated, we don't feel powerful because we have a lack of confidence. Hopefully that makes sense. Go learn. I have learned so much just on YouTube alone on how to do certain things. And guess what? I don't have the belief that I can't learn something. I don't have the belief that I can't do something, not when I have entities that can support me being able to do it. So if you want to start a business, there are people that can help you start a business, or there's information that can start a business, you start the business. You want to eat right? Information that can there. Learn the craft. Learn your skills. Once you got those skills and you believe, and you step out there, confidence grows. You become powerful. And guess what? You go from there. Confidence comes from doing. So go do it. All right. So that way you can stand anywhere at any time and declare, I have the power. All right, guys, that is the end of this episode. Hopefully this resonated with you. Let me know how you felt about the episode. Okay. As always, you can catch each and every episode hot, fresh, and ready. You go to the website, seekplandoshow.com. I'm always on all streaming platforms. So whatever you're listening to for your music, it's there. All right. Check out the website. Connect with me. If you are looking to be a guest on this show, you're looking to promote, you want to be a sponsor of the show, you want to get some commercials up here. You see how I do the commercials. Let me know. Shoot me a DM. Shoot me an email. And as always, while I'm powerful, you add to my power, guys. You are the best part of the show. All right, until we see each other again, because I see how powerful you are. Until we talk again, because we've talked about how powerful you are, how powerful things are for you. And until we share those special moments again, because you're powerful, you're able to share. Always remember, guys, see what you want to do. See how powerful you are. Plan it out. Plan how you're going to be powerful and what you're going to do with this power. And always, 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 with this power, do it. All right, guys. Same life coaching channel. See ya.